two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock, and it is Wednesday. It's the 23rd day of June. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 77 degrees.
Emergency traffic on northbound 15 in Draper. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, a police officer is in the hospital and a man dead after gunfire at an apartment complex in Murray.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live near the Intermountain Medical Center in Murray with the very latest on the investigation. Mary?
Amanda, the officer, it sounds like, was shot in the leg and taken to the hospital for recovery. The suspect is dead, and now we wait to find out more about the exchange and the confrontation that led to this happening. Mackenzie Starks lives nearby the Villa Apartments on Vine Street.
Once we brought our kids inside, and then no sooner later was bam, 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 bam. Again,
Murray police say two officers were responding to a report of what they call a domestic incident. And when that confrontation occurred and then the shots were fired, witnesses say that there was then quite the response. Patrol cars and emergency vehicles racing to the scene. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead, several others injured after a crash on I-80 last night in Tooele County. The Utah Highway Patrol says an SUV towing a trailer began fishtailing and then rolled into the median. It also sideswiped a commercial vehicle. The driver of the SUV died at the scene. His wife and eight children had minor injuries and were taken to the hospital.
Utah has a police recruitment problem, and some are asking if allowing medical marijuana use for some officers will help get more applicants through the door. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Heather?
Amanda, back injuries are very common among law enforcement, and many officers from other states can legally use medical marijuana for their pain. But Utah law prohibits officers and cadets from carrying a gun if they use the drug. On top of that, an applicant must be clean of marijuana for at least a year, and their prescription must be expired for the same amount of time. The director of Peace Officer Standards, Major Scott Stevenson, tells KSL.com these factors are cutting out large number of applicants from taking jobs in Utah. Stevenson is asking lawmakers to consider if corrections officers or police dispatchers who usually don't carry a gun be hired even if they use the medical plant. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden will announce a plan today to tackle crime and curb gun violence. Measures include more financial support for law enforcement and a new effort to target gun traffickers.
President Biden turning his focus to the rising tide of crime in America. One part of the plan, more money to target gun crime. President Biden is also expected to promote community policing, focusing on building better relationships between officers and the communities they serve. Following a year of unrest in the wake of George Floyd's death and other police-involved shootings.
ABC's Ike Adjachi reporting from Washington.
A socialist candidate in Buffalo, New York is claiming victory in the Democratic primary for mayor. India Walton looks like she'll defeat the longtime incumbent mayor, and there are no Republicans running in the upcoming November election.
We set out to not only change Buffalo, but to change the way progressive politics are viewed in upstate New York.
If Walton wins in November, she will become the first socialist mayor of a major U.S. city in 60 years.
Former Brooklyn Borough President and ex-police officer Eric Adams appears to be the front runner in the race for the New York City mayor. His supporters gathered overnight to celebrate. Adams led the pack of candidates in the Democratic primary with an initial lead on first-choice votes. This is the city's first ranked choice election, which we told you about yesterday, and results may not be final for a few weeks.
After being convicted of capital murder for the 1985 killing of Joyce Yost not once but twice, Doug Lovell got another chance at freedom in 2019. A parole hearing allowed character witnesses to advocate on behalf of Lovell, but Assistant Utah Attorney General Mark Fields argued against Lovell's release.
Wouldn't you think that someone who is capable of murdering another person in order to not go back to prison would be at least as capable of feigning remorse in order to get out of prison?
You can listen to the season finale of Cold, Justice for Joyce on the Amazon Music app or visit KSLNewsRadio.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.